SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
I'm now joined by singer-songwriter Debra Conway. Shalom, Debra.
Shalom, Amit. Nice to be here.
And thanks so much for joining us today. You have an impressive singing career for more than 40 years, and now you have written a book. Tell us about it.
So I've written an autobiography. It's called Book of Life. It's basically, you know, my life, you know, not necessarily completely in chronological order, but I talk about being young. I talk about having an interesting upbringing. I talk about the music industry, and I talk about a lot of the shenanigans that went on within that industry. I talk about being a wild and crazy young musician, traveling the world and doing crazy stuff. And then I talk about the calming effect of aging and what it is to become a wife and a mother, and rediscovering my Jewish heritage and embracing that within my creative work output. So, you know, marrying the two halves of my being, being a musician and being a Jew.
Yep, and talking about being a Jew, especially nowadays, and specifically after October the 7th, and the negative effect it brought to some Jewish artists around the world, and even here in Australia, I guess it may not be easy. What is your experience?
On October the 7th, Willie and I, my husband and I, were performing the last two shows of our five-run season at the Victorian Arts Centre in the Fairfax studio. Mm-hmm. We had written a show called Songs from the Book of Life, which is a musical, theatrical distillation of the book. And between the matinee and the evening performance, we hear from our daughter, who was sheltering in a stairwell in Tel Aviv. She'd recently made Aliyah, and she'd been there for up to, I think she was getting up to it, completing a maybe 19 months or something. She'd been in the country.
Yep.
And she was, you know, she just was ringing to reassure us that she was okay. But this was the first that we had heard of it. And of course, you know, it gave us something to be concerned about, although she felt she was okay at that time. But then obviously all of us, both in Tel Aviv and where we were in Melbourne, were finding out this unfolding story over the next few days, and how shocking it was, and how absolutely barbaric these attacks were. And then, of course, the most surprising part of it was the upsurge of anti-Semitism that directly followed. Instead of this outrage that should have been directed at the architects of this terrible attack, it was directed against the Jews and the victims of the attackers. And I think that we were all completely stunned, just shocked. I mean, I guess the thing was that we knew that there was a lot of bubbling anti-Semitism. Willie and I had been aware of it for a very long time, and probably since you know, sometime in the mid 90s, when the book called The Hand That Signed the Paper, which was written by a woman called Helen Demidenko, came out. And she was it was a thinly disguised anti-Semitic tract, but it won the Miles Franklin Award and many plaudits from the literary community. And then it turned out that Helen Demidenko was in fact Helen Darville, and it wasn't in fact a family history at all. It was a completely manufactured story. And at that point, I think our senses were sharpened as to the antagonism that the left felt towards Jews and towards Israel. But it's been bubbling. I mean, you know, September the 11th in 2001 was a really big wake up call, I think, to a lot of people. But
tell me about some of the latest incidents where you felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, as I said, I have got a book out there in the marketplace, and I've been performing the show and also appearing at different writers' festivals. And the writers' festivals have have some of them have stood strong in the face of the pro-Palestinian crowd who wants to cancel me. That's kudos to the Perth Festival, Riding WA, who were terrific, and who beat back the petitions that were kind of coming at them, and remained true to scheduling me. And then there was a protest at one of the events that I did, with people kind of screaming, "Globalize the Intifada," within, and they had to be escorted from the room.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. I was rattled. It's pretty awful. You know, you're sitting there talking to a group of people, maybe, I don't know, 250 people in a room, and suddenly a dozen protesters start to get to their feet and in their masks and chanting their chants and waving their signs. And, you know, it's utterly disrupting. It's completely discombobulating. And the people on stage are just kind of staring at you going, what is this?
Mm. Okay, we mentioned your book. Now let's talk about your upcoming shows in the next few months. Deborah, where and when can we watch you?
If you're in Melbourne and you're not going to the Grand Prix, then we are performing at the Frankston Civic Theatre at 4:30 this afternoon. So come and have a look at it. It's a great show. If this is all a bit sudden for you and you are still in Melbourne, then we are performing at Altona Theatre on the 4th of April. It is a theatrical musical distillation of a memoir. It's a very unusual way to tell a story. We are acting, we are moving, we are dancing, we have lines, and then of course there are songs as well. So it's 8 scenes around 8 songs. And it's a very unexpected way of telling a story. And people have loved it.
Mm. Where else in Australia are you performing?
So we'll be in Brisbane on the 12th and 13th of April. We will be in Hobart on the 25th of May. We'll be at the Perth Cabaret Festival on the 16th of June. And I believe we'll be at the Regal Theatre in Adelaide on the 8th of June. But I don't think Adelaide and Perth are on sale yet, but they will be.
Okay, great. Anything else you would like to add specifically to other Jewish singer-songwriters?
Well, I think everybody has to do what they feel comfortable doing. And I understand if people don't feel comfortable in sticking their head out. I do. I get that. You know, it's really awful. You know, people just want to kick your head in. But for me, I felt really uncomfortable not saying anything. So for me, it was a question of, I just can't let this stuff slide. I have to say something. And I guess I'm in an unusual position in that I have a very high profile in particular circles which are not known for their enormous enthusiasm for Jews and for Israel. But I had the ability to make statements, and that was good. But look, I just think, be honest. Don't take it. Don't take it lying down. If you're going to be trampled over, it's much better to be honest and be able to live with yourself rather than just take it.
Deborah Conway, thanks so much for speaking to us today. Good luck with your book titled Book of Life, and good luck with future performances together with your husband Willy Ziegler.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.